Today, Nebraska will bury its 14th service member killed in the Iraq War. Corporal Matthew Henderson of Lincoln was one of three Marines killed last week by a roadside bomb in Anbar Province. He was a combat engineer whose unit was clearing explosives to make roadways safer. Hope Stockwell reports from Nebraska Public Radio.
Photographs of Matthew Henderson and his wife Jamie decorate the dark wooden shelves, mantel, and piano of the country home where Matthew spent his teenage years. His father Owen goes from picture to picture, pointing out happy moments from a too short life. The two men were so close that Owen was his son's best man.
What an honor, the biggest honor of my life. There's the picture right there.
Owen and Matthew stand before the altar, Owen in a dark suit, Matthew in his Marine uniform.
And there's their wedding picture up there on the mantle. That picture and their smiles, that tells it all. It really does. It really does. It just shows how happy they were together. And it's just such a tragedy and such a waste.
Organist John Friesen is practicing in the sanctuary of St. Paul Methodist Church in Lincoln, where Matthew and Jamie were married. Pastor David Lux stands in the back of the large two-tiered room, which is encased in century-old stained glass windows. He remembers Matthew's sense of humor and how it helped with the wedding plans.
Matt was very good at whatever Jamie wanted, and he would joke about things to ease the tension, and they just related very well in how they went about putting that together and what they wanted for their wedding.
Now Pastor Lux has the sad duty of officiating at Matthew's funeral, though the service will be held at a different church. Jamie didn't want to mar the memories of her wedding with the memories of Matthew's death. Back at home, Owen Henderson thinks about the things his son won't get to do. Matthew was scheduled to get out of the Marines in September and was looking forward to fixing up the house he and Jamie recently bought. Henderson says his son liked to build things and planned to return to school and study construction management. Matthew also won't get to see the Nebraska Cornhuskers play football again. He and his dad had season tickets. Matthew played a year himself at Nebraska Wesleyan University before joining the Marines. Coach Brian Keller remembers Matthew's passion.
Well, you could say that he just really loved the game. He was always asking questions, really wanted to know why we're doing certain things, maybe a little bit more than some of the athletes do at times, but you could tell that it was very important to him.
Corporal Matthew Henderson is credited with saving the lives of 10 other Marines moments before the explosion killed him. Henderson turned 25 9 days before he died. He was serving his second tour of duty in the Iraq War. He will be buried later today. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell in Lincoln, Nebraska.